Hey, it's less than 40 degrees in my red rocks, so we're in the right place. It's going to get real good warmer here in a moment. Would you welcome, please, Libby King Blues Boys, directed by Mr. Walter King.
Thank you. First of all, we'd like to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say for the past few minutes, been entertained by the B.B. King Blues Boys under the direction of Mr. Walter King. How about a nice round of applause for Walter King? Thank you. And right here, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to break it down front for the first and only time of the evening. So how about it? Nice warm, simple welcome for the one and only, the King of the Blues, the exciting Mr. B.B. King!
Thank you.
Melvin Jackson on the saxophone. Melvin Jackson.
Awesome.
Thank you, Walter King on saxophone. Walter King.
Michael Dost on the bass, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Dost.
Set me free. 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 Set me
Bolden on the trumpet, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Bolden! Thank you. At the keyboard, another James. This time, James Tony, ladies and gentlemen. James Tony.
And I'll still be around.
don't cut out for James Stone at the keyboard. James Stone will be fine. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, Kay and Memory. Thank you for supporting the blues. Ladies and gentlemen, because we're seated doesn't mean that we're tired. Because we're not. This is my way to try and get you to please try and think back 42 years ago. Now I know that's a long time. Maybe before some of your parents were born. When you said it's a long time, I have to agree, but I must tell you that was the beginning of my career 42 years ago. Thank you. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I feel very lucky to be here and on the sharing the stage with so many young, fine performers. I feel very lucky also to have such a mixed, young thinking, enthusiastic crowd as we have this evening. I'm very lucky. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, 42 years ago, you might have found a much thinner, obviously much younger, and maybe a little cuter. B.B. King and band on a stage hardly a fourth the size of this one. And then, ladies and gentlemen,
no way!
We might have been playing a tune like the one we're about to do from our new album on the Blues Summit. This one has to do with a guy trying to make up with his lady. You see, so many times a lot of us men, we get in trouble with our ladies. We don't really mean the lie, we just stretch the truth a little too far.
Yeah. Whoa!
It seems to me that some of us men seem to try and tell We
to the strongest ladies. And they seem to see right through us. Now the guy we're about to sing about has never done anything wrong, he says. And everything that happened, somebody else made him do it. So he looks at his lady like this. And his lady look at him like this. And ladies have a contagious habit of saying, look me straight in the eyes and tell me the truth. We usually do when the back is turned. Anyway, you picture this guy saying, baby, I've got to move out of my neighborhood. shopping.
Thank you.
being a blues player, a blues singer has always been a lot of fun, because so many times it seems like people want to put me down simply because I am, or was, or is a blues singer, not a musician. Many times, even in my own neighborhood, well, a lot of times that hurt. You have no defense when people talk, because whatever they say, you don't have no defense. They have said what they said, and they won't change it anyway. So a lot of times it hurt deeply. Many times I've sang songs like this to try and make myself feel a little better. I've traveled miles and miles. Seems like everybody want to put me down because I'm a blues man. But I tell you, I'm a good man. Understand? I went down to the bus station. Looked upon the wall. My money was so light, people. I couldn't go nowhere at all. Because I'm a blues man. Yeah. But I tell you, I've been a good man. Yeah. Understand?
Rock me, baby. I'm
guitar.
Thank you.
people.